I'm Bronson Tigard here at the 91st National FFA Convention. I'm here with Austin Stanton from Missouri. So tell me what you did for your project.
So for my project, it was a little diversified. So I had 15,700 egg layers, as well as 24 crossbred sows. I also have a specialty garden with radishes and potatoes. I do some custom spraying and also work for my father on his farm.
Does your family farm all those things? Is that kind of something you started on your own?
That's all been on my side. My dad used to do hogs back in the day, and then he got out of them. So whenever I got an FFA and started working on a project, I started with some hogs. I originally started with chickens, though, and grew that. My brother and I worked together with chickens, and the potatoes was a heritage thing. We came from the Irish potato famine, so I thought, bring them back. But my dad does traditional farming with row crops and cattle.
So who helped you out with this project, or where did you find inspiration for this?
So I worked with my brother to help start this project, and it's just basically been a family venture in a sense. I mean, yeah, I've done it, but my parents had to work on it whenever I was in school. But every night and every weekend was spent working with my SAE. So
how did FFA help you with this project?
Without FFA, I wouldn't have ever done a project. So it helped prompt me to start a business, kind of start the farm, start doing some eggs, selling at the farmer's market, and it just kind of snowballed, and here I am today.
So what's the biggest lesson you learned throughout this whole process?
The biggest lesson that I learned through this process is that you need to be able to rely on others. If you try to do everything by yourself, you're going to pull yourself 50 different ways and you'll never get anything done. So sometimes you just have to trust that your parents can gather some eggs while you're at school, or that you have an employee that can be able to help do things and get things done, because you can't do everything.
So who was the biggest help throughout this whole process?
I believe the biggest help would have had to have been my parents, because they were there every day helping me regardless of what I was doing. They were there whenever I was at school. They were there when I was at home from school, just to help get things done.
And so what are your future plans? I mean, you've got a lot going on right now, but what's the future look like for you?
The future looks like graduating from the University of Missouri and continuing to farm. I plan on growing the operation, as well as hopefully buying some land to be able to raise the feed for my chickens.
Great. I'm Bronson Tigard. I'm talking with Austin Stanton, star finalist farmer at the National FFA Convention. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigard.